from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We said last week that coming out of the All-Star break, my gosh, these could not be more urgent. And then the weekend, went out there and just didn't go well.
Right. At all.
So.
And we talked about 8-3 for these 11. If you can go 8-3, you'd be, right in the thick of it. And, you could think about really being buyers. And, I think 8-3 is doable. 2 out of 3 in Colorado, 3 out of 4 against LA, and come back to Colorado and maybe, split those however it falls.
I was willing to do 7-4. I'm only asking for a split in LA.
Sure. Fair enough.
And that remains because I'm asking now for 6-2. 6-2. You got 8 games this week in 7 days. 8 games in 7 days.
Crazy.
Okay.
So you want a split and then a sweep?
Or a 3 out of 4 and a 3 out of 4.
Okay.
You can do it however you want.
Right. That feels a little bit.
Asking 3 out of 4 in LA sounds absurd.
On the surface, but LA is not what we normally know from LA. Yeah, crack it open. I like it.
Hey, man.
Back in the afternoon. We're back to drinking on the air again. Finally. You and your spicy water.
Mm-hmm.
3 out of 4 seems aggressive, but you're in a spot where you got to make a move here because you're sitting 4 below. And I was just doing the quick glance at the standings, and there are only 2 teams in the National League with a worse run differential.
Wow.
2 teams.
Is that for real?
For real.
Wow.
Only 2 teams worse. Now, it's a little bit of a curious number because the Cardinals and the Nationals are both minus 31, like the Giants, but the Marlins
and the Rockies.
Sure. That's it.
Sure.
The Giants and the Cardinals and the Nats are all minus 31.
This is one of my big observations from the weekend that was very, very unsettling. Very unsettling. You watch the Giants play the Rockies, and I know we go for results, right? Okay, you took 2 out of 3. Here was what really bothered me. The two teams looked incredibly evenly matched.
Wow. Yep.
Yuck. Like, even the game they won. Oh, we're grinding. We're in the late innings. Walker and Rodgers and Duvall and a walk and a steal. Like, you're grinding. What? You can't go win 1 game in Colorado 6-1. You can't do that with the pitchers that you had, the performances that you had. Harrison pitched great. Webb, Birdsong, phenomenal. Phenomenal. You had 2 puppy pitchers. Go out there over the weekend and pitch absolutely phenomenal baseball. And you gave them bubkiss in return. 3 runs per day at Coors Field. You didn't have 1 game. Like, the magic number for the Giants is always 4. Their record when they score 4 runs is incredible.
Right.
Their record when they score 3 is terrible. Coors Field, you couldn't get to 4 1 time. And don't blame the umpire down the first base line whose belly is too big and he could not get out of the way.
That was a big moment.
That was a terrible break.
That was Friday, right?
Yes, that was Friday.
That's extra bases, which would have given him a 4-0 lead.
Five. There were two on. They would have all scored. Yes, 5-0. Okay. Game probably over. Or a reliever would have given up five in the next inning. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Coors Field. But yeah, that game was super annoying.
But when that happened, they didn't score again.
Correct.
And they didn't really threaten again.
Correct.
After that.
Correct.
You got outscored 13-9 by the worst team in the National League. At altitude.
It's
inexcusable. And, you know, you lost the two games in kind of the way that you had lost most of these games. And the bullpen, unfortunately for Kyle Harrison, terrible. He gives up one hit in five. And he's absolutely filthy. 93 pitches. Got to come out. Fine. And then it's just gas can, gas can, gas can. And then Grandy's pet favorite comes in to mop up.
Well,
Luke Jackson gives up a run too.
Of course not, because that's what Luke does. He now has been relegated to being the guy who comes in when the game is probably already a loss. That's now who Luke Jackson is, which is super sad. Like, when they got him, I was like, ooh, that's a nice pickup. Like, he was an effective reliever in Atlanta. He has been incredibly disappointing this year. Why? Who knows? I have no idea what the story is behind that. But yeah, that Friday game was incredibly frustrating. You got an umpire that body blocks a Brett Wisely two-run double, plus the two runs that Rodriguez gave up. I'll never, ever get over this one. This one blows me away. Who was the hitter, Grandy? I forget the hitter. Who was the guy that was arguing with the ump that he didn't get hit? And the ump's like, no, you got to go to first. And he's like, but it didn't hit me. It hit my bat. And the ump's like, I'm sorry, it hit you. Go to first. And then they go to replay, and by my eyes, the replay clearly showed the ball miss his arm. And the only thing behind his arm was, checks notes, a bat. And the replay officials come out and go, play stands is called. They had to drag the guy to first base. And the second it happened, Dibs, the thought crossed my mind. I go, I know the next guy's going to hit a homer. I know he will. This is how Coors Field works. If you're a Giants fan, you know how Coors Field works. It annoys you, and then it turns the knife in your stomach.
Yeah. It was Diaz.
Diaz. He's like, it didn't hit me. And the ump's like, yes, it did.
And then Doyle hit his 16th.
Of course he did.
Right.
I go, I know the next dude's going to hit a home run. You don't even need to watch. So I didn't. I was cooking. I went to the next room, and I could hear the sound of the crowd. I go, Jude, did he just hit a homer? He goes, yeah. I'm like, I knew he would. Because that's how Coors Field works. And in that moment, the Giants are still up 3-2. But it felt like they should be up 6-1. And I'm like, I know how this story ends. And everyone was terrified of Duvall at a 3-2 game. And they never even got to him.
Nope.
Because the rest of the bullpen gave it all up as well.
One in the seventh, eight or four in the eighth, and it's 7-3, and it's night-night time.
Night.
And a game they should have won, they lost, and then you come back the next day, and you figure, all right, this is the one, and then you lose that one too, and then Sunday becomes desperation, and that felt like a game that they probably should have won 11-0, but like you said, you got to grind it, and then Duvall comes in, and you got to sweat it. And a two-out walk and a stolen base, and now you're thinking, oh, God, some fluky little bloop to right, and this game will be tied, and then what? But they were able to get the one.
Yeah, shocking that it didn't happen, because Colorado, right? Like, we know how this goes. So, 888-957-9570, and I think what you've just laid out, what I've just laid out, that if you ask me, all right, so where are you pointing the finger? Who's to blame? I got one word for you. Yes. That's my answer. Yes.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Not yes, but yes.
Who's, like, I could give you a few individuals.
Aren't to blame.
Yeah. Like, I can give you individuals. I can give you Elliot Ramos. I can give you Lamont Wade. I can give you Patrick Bailey. I don't have a whole lot to say about those guys. To be honest with you, I know that it's in fashion this weekend to be mad at Logan Webb. But Logan Webb has been Logan Webb, largely. You know, a little bumpy over the last week and a half, including the All-Star game. But Logan looks like Logan. You know what I mean? There are a few others. I would have Ryan Walker. I got no issues with your year. I can do that with individuals. But if you want to do a bounce around the team collective, the only group I'm not mad at is the broadcasters. That's pretty much it.
Dave Fleming coming up at the top of the hour.
Dave, you're doing great. Doing a great job.
Dave Fleming in 20 minutes. Yeah. Look forward to it.
That group is crushing it like they always do.
Always.
But outside of that, the pitching staff, nope, not happy with you. How about the defense? No thanks. Offense.
How about the base running?
Not really. Base running, putrid. How's the coaching staff? I'm unimpressed. How's the front office? Still disconnected. Anyone else that we want to talk about? I don't know.
Is Murph still in the clubhouse? He retired, didn't he?
He retired.
But he's doing a hell of a job.
He's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell he's doing great.
And whoever provided the uniforms for City Connect, you blew it too, because those uniforms came late as well.
You blew it.
You all blew it. So yeah. That's why when I go back to what we talked about in the crossover, and you and I have had this discussion about Farhan, and I've been very critical of Farhan over the years, but I don't think in all fairness, and I know this is big boy sports and it's not fair, but for me, when I look at what's gone wrong this year, it's less about Farhan than it is about the individuals who he signed to play baseball. He signed them to be as good as they normally are, and they haven't been. And Blake Snell came in late and got hurt, and he hasn't been good, and Doval has been shaky, and you can go across the diamond, and Wilmer Flores, God love you, but your career looks like it might be heading toward the exit. And Tyro Estrada, you've had a bad year. And we can pick and pop all around the diamond, and we can look at guys who are not playing as well as they should. And is that Farhan's fault? No. Will he bear the ultimate price? Probably.
Maybe.
He might.
Fun fact. I mean, I have the fact that I'm going to ask you if you know it.
And you know I won't, and then Granny will buzz me, and my week will start off on a negative note. Well, so go ahead.
No, but there's only so many answers here that even make sense. So you're going to, at minimum, be close. How old do you think Wilmer Flores is?
31.
Oh. Not only, I mean, you're not right, but you erred on the other side of what I thought you would. He's 32. He will turn.
How old do I think he looks?
He looks 37.
At least.
He plays like he's 37. He's not that old.
Yeah.
He turns 33 in 2 weeks. Okay. So he's getting there. But let me look at this. I think Mike Yastrzemski might be older.
Oh, for sure.
Than
he's
Wilmer
older.
Flores. Yeah, he is. Yastrzemski is a full year older than Wilmer Flores.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why does Will, like you just said it, your career looks over. I don't know what, but why is it? Couldn't it just be he's having a bad year?
It could, but usually when you watch him play, he moves like this, he looks like this, but he has 17 or 20 home runs.
Right.
This year it looks like it's starting to overwhelm him a little bit.
He was the best player last year.
Right. The bat looks slow,
yeah,
and he is slow, which is fine.
He was always slow.
Exactly. But as a first baseman, he looks stiff, and it just looks like that he's not the same. He was never a vibrant player, but at least he was a more useful player. And I guess part of my bias is the fact that this team looks slow in general. They don't have any real exciting players outside of Fitzgerald and Jung-Hoo Lee when he was around for that month and a half.
Well, that's the same thing we've been saying about this group for 3 years now. And I would argue that largely, like everything in sports, is a chicken or the egg conversation. I'm always, which one's the chicken and which one's the egg? The boredom or the record? Tell me which one's chicken and which one's egg.
I think the chicken is the record.
Okay, so
and
then
the boredom is the egg.
Then I think the chicken comes before the egg. Like I don't think like that idea. Well, the Giants put me to sleep. I would argue is their record. It's not what you're actually looking at. It's not the boy, they don't have any exciting players. We need swagger and we need yelling and we need that kind of energy. No, you need wins. Like I've always felt that way. Didn't the team in 2021, wasn't that fun? They didn't have any exciting players. Who was exciting? Nobody was exciting.
Well, they all were because they hit home runs.
Donovan Solano had a nickname. Does that look like an exciting guy to you? Has he ever even said a word? Donovan Solano, he had a nickname. It was Donnie Barrels. And that was the year that Late Night Lamont was born.
Nickname.
People had nicknames.
Yeah.
And every night, people were like, I love this team. Right, because every night the score was 3-3 and they'd go into the ninth inning and somebody would do something miraculous and hit the ball over the fence at the right time. And they won 107 baseball games.
They had 10 guys who hit more than 10 home runs. That was exciting. And even though they weren't an athletic team that ran the bases like crazy, you had guys who hit the ball over the fence.
Right, but they were super boring like players.
Sure.
Think about it. Tommy LaStella was on that team. Austin Slater was one of the double-digit home run guys. Yaz had 25. Donovan Solano. Dee Sclafani was having a good year that year. Ah, yeah, he was restaurant quality. I mean,
he was 2-for-51 at the plate.
There you
remember
go.
When pitchers
oh,
hit?
God, pitchers used to hit that recently.
Gausman had 10 hits. Gausman hit 185.
Gausman had a walk-off. Was that the year that he had the walk-off sack fly?
Pretty sure it was. He came in as a pinch hitter.
He came in a pinch hitter because it was like, I don't know, what inning was it? That was back before. Was that before or after people were coming to second base there in the extra innings? I can't remember.
That was like before.
The whole pandemic thing. I can't remember.
Wilmer's hitting 207.
Uh-huh.
Gausman hit 185.
There you go.
What are we doing?
Who was exciting? No one was exciting. The standings were. So that's all.
September 17th, 2021, Gausman drives in Brandon Crawford in the 11th inning to beat the Braves.
There you go. And it was a mid-range fly ball, and Crawford had to get some giddy up. He really did. He had to give it everything he had with those big trunk legs, and he made it. It was close. But the Giants won. Why? Because everything went their way that year, and it was exciting. A bunch of boring dudes.
Mostly.
Was exciting?
Well, Late Night Lamont was exciting.
Okay.
And Yaz had a monster year, and, you know, he has all those consonants in his name, so that's kind of exciting. I didn't mean to say that while you were taking a sip. I gotcha. It was Buster and the two Brandons.
Right.
It was the last hurrah. There was a lot more to it.
Sure. We love those guys.
But
however,
you're right. Wins made it feel more exciting because 107 wins.
But when the Giants would lose between 2017 and 2021, I'd argue that Buster and the two Brandons were the poster faces for this team puts me to sleep. Because they're not exciting players. They're good players. They're good players when they're playing well, and that year they were playing excessively well. And they're champions. So,
and you had some personality with Johnny Cueto and the Shimmy Shake.
Sure, and there was Pablo, and you know, going back. But like, yeah, there's no personality to me in baseball. Like, I don't know. Did you watch the series when the Giants played the Guardians a couple of weeks ago? Is anybody on the Guardians where you're like, wow, this is exciting, watching this guy hit?
And they're good.
Very exciting. They're incredible. I mean, Jose Ramirez, is he exciting? I don't know. He's really good. Might be the most underrated player in the entire game. They got a bunch of other dudes hitting 300 that the average fan has never heard of. They got a phenomenal bullpen. They're filthy. I've never heard of any of them. I don't know who any of their starting pitchers are. I don't know any. I know their manager because I believe in Stephen Vogt.
Right.
Pretty sure I wanted him to be the manager of the Giants.
You did.
But
Stephen Kwan was darn near hitting 400 for most of the season.
And he is now my ambassador of Kwan. I love that guy.
They got brothers, Naylor brothers.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I learned that weekend also. My son's,
one's good, one's good.
I know, right, but my sons made fun of me. I was like, wait a minute. The Giants are not the only team that has brothers playing for them? They're like, Dad, you didn't know that Josh Naylor and what's the other guy?
Bo. Yeah.
Bo. You didn't know that Bo Naylor? I'm like, I don't even know who Bo Naylor is. Who, like, what? I have no idea what's going on here, but I know that team plays ball. And their fan base loves them because they're good. That's all. I don't need flash. I don't need your back pocket to hang out of your pants. I don't need any of that. I need you to hit the ball. Stop swinging at the curveball that's a foot outside. Because if you stop doing that, then when your back pocket is hanging out of your pants, it's cool. Right now, it's annoying because you're hitting 220 and you strike out a lot. And then you get a hold of one in Colorado, but you're leading off because you like to and you only get one run for it. Still waiting for your first 3-run homer that matters.
That was exciting.
That was
a bomb.
That was a bomb.
That was an absolute bomb.
Then he got upstaged by Shohei Ohtani at night. By the way, somebody make sense of this for me. The Soler homer yesterday, according to StatCast, was further than the Shohei one that went out of Dodger Stadium.
Right.
What?
I don't.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, StatCast. The computer doesn't lie, but
I guess not.
And yeah, the Soler one was an absolute bomb, and now it's the second longest home run in Giants StatCast history.
This is the longest home run in baseball this year.
This year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who has the longest Giants home run in StatCast history?
I know.
Also had a nickname on that 2021 team.
Ready to chant with me?
No.
Let's go.
No, Grandy will
Rick,
dump it.
Rick. Yeah. Alex Rickerson. Alex Rickerson went 480, right?
And so I forgot the exact number.
I think.
Also at Coors, though, I think.
Also yeah, exactly. At Coors, which, by the way, doesn't count. Like, what are we doing? There's got to be two separate stats. Longest home run of the year in the majors and longest home run of the year at Coors Field. That doesn't count if you do it at Coors. That's why Shohei's was way more impressive.
Yeah.
Way more impressive. I loved everybody last night. They're like, that almost left Dodger Stadium. I'm like, that left Dodger Stadium. I don't know if it bounced somewhere, but like all I can see is there's people who are like having a corporate gathering under an overhang out in center field above the stands. And all of a sudden everybody's running around because I think their table got hit by a ball. That counts. That's out of Dodger Stadium. So anyway, yeah, I don't know. This is a big damn deal this week. 8 baseball games. You better win a lot of them. Although, are you with me? I really don't believe that Farhan Zaidi, I don't believe that he has it in him this coming weekend to just be like, yeah, we traded Matt Chapman for somebody in AA. I don't think he has it in him.
No, nor should he. And if you are
Why not? What if they go 2-6?
Well, then I think that if you're Farhan Zaidi, you are pot committed, so to speak. And if you are in Farhan's shoes right now, and you know that your seat is maybe not so hot that you can't sit down, but it's a little bit warmer. Like in my car, I have seat warmers in my Honda Fit. There's the high setting and there's the low setting. And the low setting, you can tell that the seat is warm. The high setting is, man, this seat is hot.
Yeah.
I think he's probably in the low setting, but you know, it might be switching to the high setting. And if you're Farhan and you're looking to make moves, you can't make a move that reeks of I give up. And you mentioned something in our show thread, and I know we're going to get into it maybe after Dave Fleming about the white flag. When do you know when it's time to wave the white flag?
I thought it was kind of a theme in America this weekend.
It definitely is a theme. And I do think that certain political parties waited too long to wave the white flag. And if you're Farhan Zaidi, I don't think that you can wave the white flag. And if you trade Chapman for a prospect or Conforto for a prospect or Doval for a prospect, that to me is you telling the organization, I give up, we're not going to win, and I'm going to be gone.
Do you know that the Giants already made their first deadline trade? Do you even know that they made a trade yesterday?
No, yeah. Of course not.
And it was a buy.
What'd they buy, Mark?
Buyers.
What'd they buy?
Big time
buy. Big time buy?
Oh, yeah.
Before you say who, don't guess, Dibs, who the player is. Guess which team they bought a player from.
Seattle.
That is absolutely correct. Good job.
Yeah. Grandy knew exactly where I was going.
Those dudes are on speed dial with each other. Is that DePoto up there?
Correct.
Yeah. DePoto and Farhan love each other. They love each other. They're also both horrible at a press conference. DePoto's the one that's up there. It's just like, yeah, he was the first one to do the break-even comment. He's the first one to do that.
He
did that like 2 years ago, and he got torched for it.
I'm not going to guess which player was on the move because I'm sure I've never heard of him, but I would guess this. It was either involving cash considerations or a player to be named later because that's what these two teams do.
It's absolutely incredible. You don't even know the deal, and you know the deal.
One of the teams gave cash, and they probably have this bag of money that they just pass back and forth.
Yeah. I'd love to know, what is that? Like, when someone gives cash considerations, how much is that? Is it $25? Is it $2,500?
$25,000? That's a really good question.
Yeah, you're right,
$2.5 million? The Giants received 28-year-old reliever Mike Bauman.
I like the player.
In exchange for cash considerations.
Okay, there you go.
Major. Yeah, actually.
Is it Bauman or Bauman?
I don't know.
Exactly.
B-A-U. It should be Bauman.
Oh.
Yeah, it should be Bauman. Maybe it's Bauman, but if it is, he pronounces it wrong. But people do that. You know what I mean? Look at Brett Favre. That's not the way it's spelled. I'm sorry, Brett. Like, that's just not, you can't
Michael
do that.
Michael Bauman?
Yeah, Michael Bauman. For cash considerations.
Yeah, I've got him as the chief financial officer at Emerson.
He will be soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.